Babe. Hey, babe. Hey, I just finished on the phone with my mum, and I've got to tell you, she has the strangest sense of humor I've ever come across. Have you heard the joke about the donkey and the... Hey, what are you doing? Hey. Oh, dear. Don't often find you chilling in the kitchen. What's all this? Let's see here. We've got... Oh, we got potato. See, oh, that's a bit of ginger, pork chops. Oh, sugar snaps and oh. Baby, baby, hey, put the spoon down. No, hey, put the spoon down. Just for a second, I need to talk to you. Hey. Look. I know you're probably gonna deny it, but I recognize this meal. I do, I do. This is your comfort meal. This is what you cook when you're upset. What's the matter? No. Baby, I'm not trying to make a problem out of nothing, but the last time you made this meal, you were really upset. You were depressed. Hey, we've been together long enough that I recognize the signs. I mean, back up a minute. Yeah, I thought so. Pajamas, bunny slippers. Sweetie, you never wear these things unless you're feeling bad. When was the last time you went outside? Yeah, I know. I know you were going to go to the shop, but did you go? Did you actually leave the house in shoes and a coat? And pop down the road to the shop. Exactly, old baby. Come here. No, well, I want to give you a hug. Can I give you a hug? No, I am. I don't have to touch you. Will you at least talk to me? Yes, I want to help you. Okay, I tell you what, how about you keep cooking and instead of you talking, how about I talk? Yeah, I will talk and if you feel like chipping in, you can chip in, yeah? I was coming in to tell you about my mum and this joke about the donkey and yeah, I feel like I've already forgotten it now, but she's got this way with delivery, right? And her punchlines are always spot on. She made me laugh so hard. I'm surprised you didn't hear me from all the way upstairs. But then she was talking about how the last time she went through to the corner shop, to get some milk and whatnot, there was a fight out on the street. And well, mum being mum, she steps in to kind of break them up. Never mind that she's a tiny old lady with glasses and a walking stick, you know what I mean? But these guys who were having a fight, they kind of stopped to look at her, this tiny old lady. And. Would you believe it? They ended up walking her back to her house. I know the power of my mother. She's something else. Yeah, if I could even be like half of what she is, I just. Oh. Oh, baby. No. Don't you worry about that, okay? It was a silly story. You don't have to worry about interrupting me. You say what you need to say. Yes. Right. baby. Thank you. No. I mean, thank you for telling me. Thank you for trusting me enough not to keep this bottled up inside. Baby, the holiday season is amazing. You know, there's laughter and chatter and lights and music. It's normal to feel weird when it's over. It's normal to feel down or flat or upset or lost. Nothing you've just described to me is unusual. No, baby, no. I'm not saying that just because other people feel it, it's not important. What I'm saying is, I don't want you to beat yourself up about it. Because it's normal, because it's human. And whether or not you want to admit it, you workaholic robot, you are human. You have emotions and feelings, and just like everybody else, sometimes they can run away with you. And that's okay. But the very fact that you're telling me this now, that you're trusting me with how you feel, is such a big deal. Because it means I can help you. I don't know how. Maybe it's as simple as giving you a hug when you want one, or not making faces when you make a lumpy applesauce, as you know, rather than the smooth one. No, baby, no. We've been through this before, okay? If you're going to put it on pork chops, it doesn't need chunks in it. Applesauce is supposed to be smooth. Hey, you're laughing. Oh. Baby, if it will make you smile like that, you can cook your applesauce however the hell you want to cook it, okay? I don't care. Just so long as you smile. Just so long as you feel a bit better. Look, this time of year is hard. We've had the rush of the season, and frankly, even with everything else that's going on, it was a bit of a break. It was a bright spot. You know, decorations and music and laughter, all that cool stuff on the telly. For it to suddenly stop just like that. And then, you know, for the world to throw us back into the normal work week, or, you know, whatever normal is these days. It's okay to get a bit of whiplash. And that doesn't make you weak. That doesn't make you less. That makes you human. That's all it means. You're a human being just like the rest of us, and we're all on that come down from the end of the holiday season. But whatever you need to do to ease that come down is fine by me. You can cook for lumpy applesauce, you can have the pork chops, we can lounge in front of the telly in our underwear and eat as much chocolate as we can stuff, depending on what we've got left. And if we don't have any left, we can go buy some more. Yeah, we can drink pineapple juice and have popcorn and sweet, not salty. Okay, fine. We can have salty popcorn if that's what you need, okay? And we can cuddle and we can talk and I can read to you. I can share jokes with you. I can be with you however you need me to be with you. No, that's not it. It's because I love you. And I want to be with you. I want to help you. And I want you to know that you're not alone. Even if you feel alone, if you feel beyond help, you're not. I'm here for you and I always will be. Yes. Yes, yes. Post-holiday blues can stick it in their ear. We don't need it. But me? I don't know. I guess because the end of the holiday season doesn't mean the end of the part that I enjoy most. Hey, it can be a long holiday, a short holiday, it can be a long week, and it doesn't matter. The thing that matters most about any holiday season is that I get to spend it with you. And even though it's over, you're still here. So, I guess maybe it hasn't hit me as hard as it's hit you. But that's all the more reason for me to be here and make myself available to you to help you feel better. Oh! So you do want the hug after all. No, don't apologize. Never apologize for feeling something. I love you too. Okay, it looks like some of those potatoes need chopping. Should I give you a hand? Cool. Why don't you pass me a knife? Yeah, I'll get started.